The Henry Raines Show, only on News Talk 820.
And I ain't no communist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no socialist, I ain't no imperialist, no, I ain't no Democrat, sure ain't no Republican, I only know one party, and it is freedom. I am a patriot, and I love my country.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Henry Raines Show here this Sunday on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. As always, reminding you of the station website, 820WWBA.com. And yes, the webcam is up and running, and you can see the edges of me and all of Nick in the control room, and just be fascinated by what happens in big time radio here at News Talk AM 820. What are we going to look at today? Well, of course, the big stories of the week, both national, local, maybe even historical. It was the Healthcare Summit Palooza. Barack Obama's Healthcare Summit Palooza this past Thursday. And I have to confess, I watched or listened to close to 3 hours, and I declare I am not a masochist, but I did it all for you out there. What else in the news? Well, Marco Rubio revives Terry Schiavo. Yeah, how about that? Marco Rubio is digging up Terry Schiavo to use against Charlie Crist. But give him credit, or at least an American Express credit card, and he knows what to do with that. But let's be fair about this. Charlie Crist could go a second way. He can go more than one way. Well, and that's the Lieberman way. What is Charlie Crist going to stay a Republican all the way through the general election? That is a big question. And then, if we have time, we might take a little peek at Glenn Beck's fake history. You know, he's got the 9/12 movement about reviving the founders and talking about the founders and who's Sarah Palin, who's your favorite founder, all of them. And we'll take a look at some of the stuff that he wants to pitch and peddle to the American people, and how he is, excuse me, bastardizing the meaning of many words and bastardizing the history of the United States and deceiving. Let's just say it. You know, he's entertaining. He's been a success. But does he really want to go back to before child labor laws? Does he want to go back to when we didn't inspect meat plants? Does he want to go back to before women had the right to vote? Well, we'll save that for later. Don't want to get too upset before we peek here on the Henry Raines Show, before we look at the healthcare summit. And by the way, if you want to get in line to have your voice heard at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820, Nick is standing by ready to accept your calls. No rules. Get your voice heard. Only rule is just don't give me a bad call. Be entertaining. Be thoughtful. Be insightful. Or just call 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. We'll let the audience be the judge of the value. As usual, in the first segment of the show, we want to pick up a little loose ends here. This is just sort of a standalone story, but it's one of those things that made me just go, what? Are we really that close to being a third world country right now? And we told you last week how, as much as we hyped our Tampa-Orlando high-speed rail, that China's stimulus package had a little bit different plan. 8,000 miles of high-speed rail, 100,000 workers. They'll build their locomotives. They'll build their steel for their track or the magnetic levitation system, whatever they're going to use. And they'll do it all in initially 4 years, where they say, well, 8,000 miles, maybe 5 or 6 years. What about our infrastructure? I'm not talking roads. I'm not talking ports. I'm not talking airports, all of which get some money in our stimulus. Secret Service computers, no wonder they can't get the guest list straight at a White House dinner. Secret Service computers only work at 60% capacity. Agency uses 1980s mainframe. Remember those science fiction films you used to see when you were a kid, and they had the big blinking lights and a computer that took up a, you know, something the size of your living room, which now can all be done in one of the laptops you can get for a few hundred dollars over at Best Buy or wherever. The system is fragile, that's in quotes, cannot sustain tempo of current or future operational missions. All they got to do is track the president. I mean, I think that's most of it. Maybe the vice president, first lady? A classified review of the United States Secret Service computer technology found that the agency's computers were fully operational only 60% of the time because of outdated systems and a reliance on a computer mainframe that dates back to the 1980s. Those of you from public school system, that would be over 20 years ago. According to Senator Joe Lieberman, sources tell ABC News that the Secret Service was so plagued by computer problems that the agency invited the National Security Agency to formally review its information technology systems. Now, there's not a whole lot I can go with on this story, but if you have any clue to where the state of technology is now, the idea that they are using a mainframe computer. You know, back when I returned to college to get my degrees in the mid-90s, mainframes were always already considered antiques. When I first went to college, we had to do the little punch cards, and we had this big mainframe at the community college and also the University of Florida, and unbelievable. All right, well, another things that we've talked about. Supreme Court scales back Miranda, eases rule for questioning suspects. Don't know if they were responding to the criticism in the media about the underwear bomber getting Miranda rights or what have you. But the Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that investigators may resume questioning a suspect who invoked his Miranda right to a lawyer after the suspect has been out of police custody for 14 days. 7-2 decision scales back at 1981 High Court decision, about the time they bought that mainframe, intended to protect suspects from repeated police badgering to talk and to safeguard the rights of state. It's not like TV. There's a lot of exceptions. And finally, before we go to break, and then take callers on the other side, 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820, this one just struck my curiosity. A 1997 Department of Defense briefing. Others can set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely using electromagnetic waves. Just thought that might be relevant with the big earthquake in Chile, the previous one in Haiti. No, I'm not pushing any conspiracy theory here, but I'm just saying, isn't it interesting that 13 years ago the Department of Defense was warning about the possibility of earthquakes being remotely started by hostile forces? There are some reports, for example, that this is from Secretary of Defense William Cohen under the Clinton administration, now a well-paid lobbyist in Washington. There are some reports, for example, that some countries have been trying to construct something like an Ebola virus. Actually, the Project for a New American Century talks about in their document for the next century in our defense that we should be creating biological warfare for particular ethnic or biological types that we could target particular people as opposed to the general population. But others, of course, too. That would be a very dangerous phenomenon, to say the least. Alvin Toffler has written about this in terms of some scientists in their laboratories trying to devise certain types of pathogens. But that would be ethnic specific, so that could just eliminate certain ethnic groups and races. And then we get to the key paragraph and sentence. And others are designing some sort of engineering, some sort of insects that can destroy Pacific crocs. And others still are engaging even in an eco-type terrorism whereby they can alter the climate. I've heard something about altering the climate. Set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. Well, on the other side of the break, we'll get to your calls about any of the topics you want to talk about. We're just getting started here. 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. You're listening to The Henry Raine Show.
This portion of The Henry Raine Show is brought to you by Callens, Little & Delgado, a full-service law firm practicing personal injury, family, criminal defense, and immigration law.
I'm Scott Callens from the law firm of Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal. During this season of high roadway traffic, you need to be extra cautious. You should know that Harvard researchers have concluded that cell phone use while driving increases your likelihood of being injured in a car accident by 4 times. Reduce your chances of injury by driving a bit slower and by pulling from the roadway when you must use your cell phone. You'll arrive at your destination safely, and your caller will appreciate the attention that you've given them. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we help people who have been injured by careless drivers. If you or your loved ones have been injured in an accident, you may have questions. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we want to help. There's no charge to meet with us, and our fees are based on a percentage of what we recover for you. Call us at 941-749-1446. Let us help answer your questions. Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, 941-749-1446, or reach us at makeempay.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Lang, board-certified optometric physician and certified nutritional specialist. I'm also host of Ask the Doctor, now heard live every weekday on News Talk 820 WWBA from 9 to 10 in the morning. I'm here to help answer all your questions regarding your vision, eye care, and ocular nutrition. So if you're wondering how proper nutrition may slow down aging in the eye and body, then tune in and listen about the latest in optical, medical, surgical, and nutritional treatment. That's Ask the Doctor with me, Dr. Michael Lang, now heard right here every weekday from 9 to 10 on News Talk 820 WWBA.
How would you like to have a direct connection to your customer that allows you to promote products, deliver coupons, and register for contests? You can grow your business with Mobilosophy's Moving to Mobile introductory package simply by texting the word promo to 28766 or calling 866-631-5773. It's true. For less than $135 per month, you'll get 3,000 messages and a variety of mobile marketing tools to ensure you get results. Learn how Mobilosophy's Moving to Mobile package can stimulate your business by texting the word promo to 28766 or call 866-631-5773.
It's our 75th birthday. Come celebrate with us March 4th through March 14th at the 2010 Florida Strawberry Festival. 11 great days. Over 23 of America's top entertainers appearing twice daily on the GTE Federal Credit Union soundstage. There's free entertainment every day with arts and crafts, exhibits, tasty foods, parades, and over 80 of the most exciting rides ever featuring Ride All You Want special days and nights on the Bell City Amusements Midway. Best of all, come and enjoy the most delicious and incredible strawberry shortcake in the USA. Plant City's finest. Gate admission is just $10 for adults, $5 for kids, and children 5 and under are free. Get your tickets at flstrawberryfestival.com. That's flstrawberryfestival.com. Or visit a Sweet Bay supermarket for discounted tickets. The 2010 Florida Strawberry Festival. 75 years. Come celebrate with us.
Henry Raine Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Already gave you the station website. Let me remind you of the podcast site. HenryRaineShow.podomatic.com. That's Henry Raines, R-A-I-N-E-S, show.podomatic, P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C, .com, as well as the archives of this show. And this current show will be up there later this evening. You can also now check out the weekly feature on the nationally syndicated Captain's America radio show, which is syndicated on well over 75 stations around the country. And he graciously offers time for me each week to be on there to speak to his audience. In fact, he'll be in the studio next week. We disagree on a lot. We agree on some. And we're really looking for your calls to challenge both of us on our opinions. Much in the same way our next caller will. But if you want to get online, whether you want to talk about Marco Rubio reviving Terry Schiavo, Charlie Crist maybe leaving the Republican Party, the healthcare summit, or anything else in the news this week, just give us a call at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820, much in the way that Lawrence has. Good afternoon, Lawrence.
Good afternoon, Henry. How are you this fine, beautiful day?
Oh, the sun's shining. I'm on the radio. It doesn't get much better.
In your list of things that everyone would like to talk about, don't forget Alex Sink in Bank of America. And in regards to your Secret Service references, the large majority of Secret Service job is dealing with counterfeiting. And the minority, the smallest part of the Secret Service, has the responsibility, as what everyone is assuming.
Well, thank you for the additional information,
well,
but they're still dealing
right.
with that crappy mainframe.
Well, yes. And lastly, what is that act, that terrorism act, what's it called? I forgot right now.
Which terrorism act?
You know, the one that Obama just signed again today to...
Renewal of the Patriot Act?
Yes.
Yeah, another disappointment for Obama.
Don't forget to talk about that, too, because for the last 8 years, or six of them, we heard the railing of why that was bad, and Obama just re-signed it today.
Very disappointed in him, but that's really a topic for next week.
Yeah, I'll look forward to Alex Sink or Obama.
Well, what is new on the Alex Sink front?
What?
I have something to say about the governor's race, but what's new on the Alex Sink front other than she ran Bank of America in Florida?
Of her being one of the evildoers, that being in the big banks, a president at Bank of America, taking millions of dollars in salary and bonuses. How's that?
Well, first of all, it's not the issue about taking the salaries. It's what did they do in the mortgage market? And as I understand, the Florida
Bank of America
talk over me.
During that time?
Come on.
Yes, he was.
Well, please turn his mic down for just a second, just a couple seconds, so he can take a breath. Lawrence, yes, she ran Bank of America of Florida. There is not evidence that in her period of time at the head of Bank of America of Florida that they engaged in risky loan behavior like some of the other subprime mortgage companies. They did buy Countryside Mortgage, which then gave them a portfolio of such mortgages. But is that really in the same boat as Bill McCollum, who was part and parcel of the allowance, the deregulation of the financial industry? You can bring him back up. The deregulation of the financial industry when he was in Congress.
The answer to your question is I can produce, there is documentation, that Alex Sink was at one time, in a long line of many people, the heir apparent to Ken Lewis, the now former CEO and a chairman of Bank of America, and she was in the line of being one of those females that could succeed like that in the business world. She was on the same plane. She did make mortgages. She was in charge of
the subprime.
State. Yes, and so all I'm saying is, Henry, she's a Democrat, and she's a big banker. Over $8 million that she received.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well,
and
how could you possibly be in the same ballpark
as the guy that let the banks get away with everything? So you're telling me that she could have become the CEO of the company,
she's part of the problem. You're putting the fox in the hen house if you elect her.
What? We're electing her to the FDIC, to the Fed?
Okay, Henry. All I could just say is,
So you're telling me you trust Bill McCollum more?
Rangel, then?
You trust Bill McCollum more with the financial industry?
No, I don't trust anyone with the financial industry other than the financial industry themselves.
Oh, they've done us well.
Be out of it.
They've done us well.
But Alex Sink was the president of Bank of America.
Florida. Thank you, Lawrence. Always good to hear from Lawrence here on the Henry Rain Show. We can hear from you, too, at 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. If Lawrence had taken a few more breaths, I would have discussed with him how unwise I think it is for the ads that the Florida Democratic Party are running against Bill McCollum. But first, we'll go to our next caller. Quite the contrast. Miss Christine, good to hear from you.
Hello, Henry. I had a comment to make. I recently saw former Governor Jeb Bush on TV, and they claim that he made a, he had said that it's unforgivable that Governor Crist supported the stimulus package.
I don't know about
that
specific quote.
Unforgivable. He didn't commit a crime or a sin. My goodness.
Well, he did give a interview. I think it was to Newsmax.com, and
yes,
I read the article. And I don't remember that particular one. It could well be there. I thought the most egregious is when he sort of indirectly said that Barack Obama's policies were un-American. And I thought that was a pretty extreme statement from someone who, you know, should be a little bit more, you know, from a radical, from a think tank, from, you know, a talk show host. I'd expect something like that. But for the former governor of the state, I think it's actually the opening salvo of either his 2012 or 2016 run for the presidency.
Well, I know his sons. I don't know both of them. I assume both of them are supporting Marco Rubio, I heard.
Yeah, they hosted a fundraiser at the Bush House.
Yes.
Jeb Bush is keeping silent, but he's inching that way.
Well, I don't think that those are strong terms. I believe in disagreeing. I always say that, disagreeing in an agreeable manner. I wouldn't go as far as saying unforgivable or whereas Governor Schwarzenegger said the stimulus package helped create jobs in, as he would say, California. I saw he and Governor Rendell, Pennsylvania, were on Meet the Press last week or this week. I forgot,
right.
One of those talk shows. And
this week.
You're getting all different opinions about it.
Right. I've got stuff lined up about the Senate race with Crist and Rubio, but I'm just curious because I've seen it on cable, and I know you don't watch that much cable, or at least I don't think you do.
Well, I only have a few channels. I don't have all the 16.
Have you seen this commercial that the Democratic Party's running against Bill McCollum?
No, but I did see the ad against Alex Sink, and it shows her winking. They do a special effect. That one about the debate, well, just what the previous caller said, and only this time this shows her wink.
Save us from female politicians that wink. But anyway, just so I can do the exposition for the audience, and you can try and tell me your opinion based on my description.
Yes.
You know, we're here before the governor's race.
Yes.
November, it's the end of February, 2 minus 11, 6-7 months before the election, and they're running this attack ad on Bill McCollum that, instead of attacking what I brought up to Lawrence, his deregulation of the financial industry, the fact that he raised, as the other Congress always does, raises their salary every 2, 3, 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
And that he also voted to raise the national debt limit, which, you know, if you don't do that, everything comes to a halt, no matter how much you're upset about the debt.
Yes.
And I just thought this was one of the most unproductive attack ads I've seen. I think it was a waste of money too early. I think it's going to have a backfiring effect. I know our next caller will probably have an opinion on that too. But before I go to him, what are your thoughts?
Well, I believe in ads that are not insulting and derogatory and with untruths. Naturally, both parties. I think when there's a rough, harsh campaigns, I think it's sinking to a new low, no matter which party it is.
All right. Well, Christine, thank you so much, as always.
Henry, all right, Henry, thank you. Bye-bye.
I think we're coming up against the bottom of the hour of the break. We have Augie in Sarasota standing by and another caller, but we have an open line at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. On the other side of the break, we'll speak to Augie in Sarasota. I have a feeling he'll have an opinion about those ads. Brian in Tampa and lots of other opinions, too. 866-977-4820 to get yours heard here on the Henry Raine Show, News Talk AM 820 WWBA.
This portion of the Henry Raine Show is brought to you by Canada Med Services. Save up to 70% on your prescriptions. Call 1-877-917-3600.
Tampa Bay. NewsTalk820.com.
Paying too much for your prescription medication? Call Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600.
3600. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600. In their 6 year of saving customers money on medications, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Guaranteed delivery. Government inspected and approved factories. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600.
Tampa Bay, log on to NewsTalk820.com.
Forget the mattress and cookie jar. There's a much safer place to put your money, in a bank insured by the FDIC. If you have up to $250,000 in checking, savings, or a CD, you can't lose a penny. Your money is 100% protected. Visit FDIC.gov to learn more or call 1-877-ASK-FDIC. The more you know, the safer your money.
Henry Rain Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Against the website 820WWBA.com for the station. HenryRainShow.podomatic.com for the archives and the podcast. You can send emails and comments through there. Just don't put a THE in front of HenryRainShow.com because you won't get there. We're looking at a full board of callers here. Everybody, please be patient. We'll be doing Augie Bryan, then Cahill. Let's start with Augie. Augie, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, Henry. I was talking to Arnold the other day. You know how Arnold talks all the time?
Oh, the Governator.
Yeah, the Terminator. He's very concerned about the people who don't like the stimulus because he said it could have, it was big eye, it could have propped up California because he lifted up California, keep Maria from sliding into the sea. Anyway, the thing at the Charlie Crist issue and the McConnell thing was, you know, I think this is a passing fancy, but the Rubio credit card is going to haunt him, and it's going to make him look dirty.
The other shoe dropped on that. I don't know if you saw it today, that he double-billed airline flights to both the Florida government and to the state Republican Party.
Yeah.
Just an oversight. You know, it happens.
Yeah, the ad that McCollum had, or that they had against McCollum, was about his getting a $75,000 a year pension. So, you know, this the beginning of the sliming is just starting in earnest.
Well, Augie, let me ask you, because, I mean, if you're beginning to slime, I would, you know, maybe they did a focus group and that's what really people respond to. But I'm thinking there's all kinds of things with McCollum that you can, you know, start to identify him to the electorate now. He's never, well, I mean, he won attorney general, but he always lost statewide before. He's not a very likable guy. He's not telegenic. And then he did stuff in Congress that I think carries a whole lot more weight right now than those things. But go ahead, Augie, your opinion.
Well, my thoughts on McCollum are pretty much along the same lines you made. You remember when the Democrats' governor died in office, and who was the guy that replaced him? It was the lieutenant governor.
You mean here in Florida?
Here in Florida.
Buddy McKay. And 6 degrees of separation, our Democratic Senate candidate, Kendrick Meek, in the Florida Highway Patrol, became his driver.
Right. And he became the same kind of candidate, maybe a little bit better than McCollum in the eyes of the public. And the only way they can save McCollum is to rig the election. I think Sink is far and away the superior candidate. Meek is another problem. I think Meek is, you know, unless Rubio and Chris dirty themselves so badly, or unless Chris becomes an independent, which my guess is where he's going to go if it looks too bad for him or bleak. But the other outcome of all of this, and the winner perhaps for the Republican next nomination to run against Obama, maybe Bush and Cheney, Liz Cheney and Jeb Bush.
Right, it's supposed to go, what was it, Bush, Clinton, and then we'd have this mix in Obama, so now we got to go back to Bush, and then maybe we can go to Chelsea Clinton after that one.
Well, there you go. They're going to take turns.
And she's going to marry a Goldman Sachs guy. What could be better for the country?
Yeah, but Liz Cheney is really positioning herself pretty effectively.
You know, don't get me started on Liz Cheney. I got another caller standing by. Your last word.
I really initially called Henry about was the real 9/11 that we could be facing. They're trying, you know, the electronic grids are the real thing that can really do us in, and that is the you remember when Ohio broke down in the circular grid of the Northeast Corridor, including mm-hmm. Canada, broke down and
right.
put them into blackout? We have 13 total transformers for these big grids that operate in the Midwest, in the West, and the Northeast, and the South. And these transformers can be broken down by the computer very, very easily. And the Russians showed they could do this. They shut down Estonia recently, shut down part of Georgia, and they shut down every part of their operation. No water, no electronics, no anything.
Well, Jay Rockefeller and Olympia Snow are working on a cybersecurity bill, but also it's addressed in the stimulus package. There was money for a smart grid. I don't know about the security level. I've got callers standing by, Augie.
All right.
I appreciate your call as always. I need to move on.
That's okay. Thank you, Henry. Have a good.
You too. Bye. All right. We got Cahill and Bradenton. We got Matt and Lakewood Ranch. We got an open line at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Cahill, did we get that name right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. What's on your mind, Cahill?
I kind of have a major problem with the stimulus right now.
Okay.
And that is, there's nothing in there to help fleet owners with, small business owners going to be environmental. Or, specifically in my case, I own a small mobile advertising company
mm-hmm.
out of Bradenton, Florida. I have a diesel-running truck that's 10 miles to the gallon. I'm paying $3 at the pump for diesel fuel. And my problem is that I would love for my truck to be a diesel electric, but the problem is it costs $10,000 to do that. And there's not anything in the stimulus, nothing local, federal, county, anything to help me out with that.
Now, is this a panel truck?
No tax credits or anything.
Is this a panel truck?
Yeah, it's a large 10-foot by 22-foot mobile billboard.
Okay. Well, I can't really speak to the stimulus package other than in more general sense, but I would point out to you that in the jobs bill that probably is pretty close to coming through, the $15 billion one in the Senate, which will probably get a quick ratification in the House, on new durable goods, you'll be able to write off the entire purchase price right away, which may not help you, but it is a little something to help small businesses make purchases of durable goods, in your case the truck, more affordable, or perhaps the equipment for that. I don't know. It's in the details. I agree with you on the stimulus that it was a lost opportunity on a lot of ways. We are seeing some kind of activity in the economy. I think it's a hard argument to tell people, well, it would have been worse, but that actually is a fact. It would have been worse. On the other hand, you can look at a country like China that actually had a bigger stimulus bill than the U.S. was suffering in a greater way, 25% drop in exports, 40 million unemployed in the cities, and in basically just a little over a year has turned that around to 15% growth in GDP. But it doesn't really help you in your situation. I know there were different tax credits in the stimulus bill. About a third of the bill was credits or tax cuts. But I wish I had more detailed knowledge to tell you there was something I could do. I don't know if there's enough people out like you out there in that same situation to put the pressure on their elected officials to get it in this jobs bill or the next one that comes down the pike.
Yeah, I mean, it was just my comment on that. I mean, there are diesel trucks all over this country that, it costs $5,000 to $10,000 to convert them to a diesel electric, and they almost use no diesel fuel anymore. There's, Obama wants to be, much more environmentally clean, but he's not really helping out when it comes to large diesel vehicles and fleet vehicles. And it's just one of those things where a lot of people in my situation, if we could afford it, we'd do it in the heartbeat because it cuts our overhead, but there's nothing really out there to help with the purchase of the conversion.
Well, on the break, I'm going to try and do a search and see if I can get more details on that, because you asked me a question I hadn't looked at before. I don't know that I'll get you a good answer, but I'll try on the break. Thank you, Cale.
All right, thank you.
866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Healthcare Summit, Marco Rubio, Charlie Crist. Something else in the news I've missed. I'd be happy to talk to you. Matt in Lakewood Ranch. I'm wondering which Matt this is.
The only one you know.
All right, Matt Bruce, the captain of the Captain's America radio show, going to be in studio next week for 2 hours, maybe wearing a flak vest for the calls coming in. I'm not sure about that.
No, I doubt that. I'll just carry it. No, never mind. Listen, that last guy, you know the Cash for Clunkers program that we had?
Yeah, I thought about that as he was talking to me, but I didn't know if it would qualify on a panel truck.
Well, yeah, it would, because it fell in that range in terms of fuel mileage. But here's the other thing. Did you know they've got a Cash for Buses program?
No, that probably sounds even more relevant.
Well, yes, because these buses that are going electric, that are going hybrid, they're the agencies that are doing that, whether they're local or whether they're like SCAT or MCAT or Hillsborough County or whatever they might happen to be, they're actually getting a rebate for doing that.
And
how
we should
that?
Point out that you actually know a thing or two about the trucking industry.
Yes, I do. But it would be just the same as if I took one of the big Class 8 trucks that I've got that gets about 7 miles to the gallon and was able to get a truck with the electric conversion that would haul 80,000 pounds. I could also apply for the same thing strictly based on the mileage, but, you know, I can't. They don't make one yet. They may eventually.
Okay. Well, I think that'll be helpful to Cahill, hopefully, and I'm going to try and find some stuff on the break, too, that maybe will help. What else was on your mind, Matt?
Oh, well, you were talking about Rubio and Crist and this, that, and the other and all that stuff, and there's some interesting comments there, but the name that doesn't get mentioned is Bob Smith. Now, Bob Smith, and I made a suggestion to him, the former senator from New Hampshire the other day, I made a suggestion to him that he might be better off running for governor at this stage of the game because he's not even on a radar. What do you think of that idea?
Well, you know, we've talked to him on the show courtesy of your help.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he is the real deal if you are looking for a traditional conservative. And I disagree with him on some policies. We are, you know, McCollum certainly doesn't light a fire in the belly for many people. Alex Sink has her issues, too. She is very presentable, and females have run well statewide in Florida. But would you suggest that Bob Smith go as an independent?
Perhaps, because he's trying to get in with the Tea Party movement right now. As for example, today he's over in Highlands County, speaking at the Highlands County Tea Party over there in Sebring.
Now, while we're talking about the governor's race, we only have a minute, Matt. But I see Paula Dockery, the other Republican candidate, getting some heat because her supporters have filed for to register a Tea Party party. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And what are your thoughts in the last few seconds there?
Well, my thoughts are I think it's a big mistake if she goes that way, although there's a lot of Tea Party people that would like to have her run as a representative of the Tea Party, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Right, and I wonder if she really is representative, considering her husband was on the commission for the high-speed rail and other issues about their policies, which aren't quite to the liking of some of the Tea Party
people.
Don't
know, but we can have some fun talking about that next week.
All right, well, we'll look forward to, by the way, and the website for people that want to get a head start on checking out your radio show.
TheCaptainsAmerica.com.
All right, don't put an apostrophe on that in your search, in your URL. All right, thanks, Matt.
Take care.
All right, on the other side of the break, we will get to Fred in Tampa, and we want to get to you. Be patient, Fred. You'll be first up. 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. Here on the Henry Rain Show, News Talk AM 820, WWBA.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by HurtByAccident.com. 1-888-280-HURT. Personal injury attorneys, they'll come to you.
Tampa Bay, log on to NewsTalk820.com.
If you've been hurt by accident and it wasn't your fault, you should know that not all negligence claims end in going to court. Most accident claims are settled out of court. And just because you have insurance doesn't mean that you will be covered for your injuries. Health insurance won't pay you for lost wages. Health insurance won't pay to fix your car or even get you a rental car if you need one. Hi, I'm attorney C.J. Zaya. For nearly 20 years, my partner Kevin Gallagher and I have been helping accident victims get compensated for injuries caused by the negligence of others. And we do it for free, meaning there is no fee or cost to you unless we recover for you. Some attorneys charge you for their costs, not us. At Zion Gallagher, we charge you nothing. Our fee comes out of what we recover for you. Call us today, toll-free, at 1-888-280-HURT. That's 1-888-280-HURT. At the law firm of Zion and Gallagher, personal injury law is all we do. That's 888-280-HURT.
You're sitting in traffic, knowing what's coming up next because it's the same thing every day.
Yes!
Flip it to 820 a.m. WWBA for the big show.
I like the morning show. Keep us laughing.
I laugh a lot.
Hi, it's Mike Reeves, your host, along with Roger Shulman, Shayna Lance, and JoJo Walker of the best morning show in town. Local and national news, lots of laughs, and unlike our direct competition,
the hosts are not allowed to fall asleep on the air.
The Big Show in the morning on News Talk 820 AM WWBA.
Start a mobile dialogue with your customers and watch your business grow with Mobilosophy's moving to mobile introductory package. Text the word promo to 28766 or call 866-631-5773 and get 3 months of mobile marketing services for $400. The moving to mobile introductory package includes 3,000 messages and a variety of mobile marketing tools to ensure you get results. Learn how Mobilosophy's moving to mobile package can grow your business by texting the word promo to 28766 or call 866-631-5773.
This is the theme to Forever Lovers, the movie I wanted to see. This is the theme to Hillbilly Hamsters, a big hit with kids. I searched online. I couldn't find the showtimes. It was the only other movie playing. How bad could it be? Very, very bad.
Yahoo Search delivers movie trailers, reviews, showtimes, theater info, and more. All on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time I'm using Yahoo Search.
Yahoo!
This message is for anyone who is not happy with their current investments or employment and looking for a way out. Your dream must be to own your own business. Health is everybody's topic. How to get it and how to keep it. Helping people achieve their health and fitness goals is big business. This business could be yours by owning a Max Muscle Nutrition store. Visit any Max Muscle Nutrition store and witness the Max Muscle experience firsthand. Take control of your future. Go to MaxMuscleFranchise.com or call 813-920-4555.
Turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Henry Rain Show, News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Just very quickly before we get to Fred and then Peter, for Cahill out there, this isn't going to help you now, but I did do a Google search with just the keyword stimulus and trucks, and a lot of stuff came out. The second one was that there was in the 2008 Stimulus Act a provision to increase depreciation on a new truck purchase, that's a commercial truck, from 30 to 50%. In your immediate tax year. So I would suggest you keep your eye on the jobs bill coming through that right now Senator Bunning is blocking, but it'll probably go through on Tuesday and then get approved by the House. Maybe you will get enough tax benefit there that you can make the changes in your truck. Also, check if the improvement in the existing truck would qualify for the durable good depreciation. All right, 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Fred in Tampa, thanks for being patient.
Hi, I'm curious to know if you've seen anybody on your screen that's running for public office that's really willing to stick their neck out and say they want to fix the problem with America's economy. And I don't know if you're aware of it the way I am, but the real problem is we don't make anything in America anymore.
Well, that's an incredible problem, and I have seen, I think it was the Nobel Prize economist Joseph Stiglitz says, we still could get another 1 out of 5 or 1 out of 4 jobs that exist in America could easily be outsourced overseas.
I know, they're squeezing the last bit of blood left in the country, and the tree of liberty is withering because I think the average voter in America isn't worthy of the vote, right? I think the average voter isn't intelligent enough or having enough common sense anymore to really be worthy of the right to vote.
Well, I would say they're not taking use of all the sources of information, and I'm sure there's probably a whole lot of policies you and I differ on. But, you know, one of the things that is guilty of both the Democrats and the Republicans, you know, Clinton pushed through NAFTA. I'm not quite sure if the WTO agreement was on his watch or if his Bush that followed him, but he was pushing for the WTO agreement too. And, you know, if you go back through history, and I don't want to get too obscure for the, you know, here I am dumbing down the audience too, Fred. Thanks for calling me on that. You know, if you go back through history, the great powers always protected their own market. There was global trade in, you know, the 1600s and the 1700s, but the British Empire, and to a lesser extent the Dutch Empire, and all these empires, they always protected the manufacturing at home and went for the resources in the countries they were trying to profit from. And I don't understand, as big as the American market, or even the North American market, Canada, U.S., and Mexico, I know it would send shockwaves through the world, but what have we said? If you want to sell a car or a truck in the U.S., you've got to build it in North America.
You know, I don't know if you're aware of it or if the average voter in this country is even aware of it, but there was something in the Constitution originally that outlined how the funding for the government be derived, and I don't know if you're aware of it
tariffs.
Or not, but it was from tariffs on imports. And these free trade agreements did away with that. I don't know that they've ever overturned that amendment in the Constitution.
No, we have the right to do that, but the treaties
assets
the treaties prohibit it
from tariffs on imports.
No, we need to look at that. You know, I had a thing in my rundown here, which we probably won't get to, and I wasn't really in depth. The Latin American countries just formed their own trading bloc and shut out the United States and Canada. They know how the game works. Now, European Union is suffering now. And another thing that I'm all over the map here with you, Fred, but you got me started. You know, we have our troops in Eurasia, whether you talk about Uzbekistan, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan. We got bases there. We got in Somalia. We have all these things spread out. And in the old days, like I'm talking 100 years ago, the people back in the native country would get the benefits of going after those resources. Instead, we're sending our men and women all over that part of the world where we've never been before to secure resources for multinational companies that are going to shove those jobs out somewhere else. I don't know what you think.
I'm absolutely in agreement with you. I've been an independent voter. I turned 21 and voted in the 72 election. I voted for independent candidates for president ever since 1972. I'll never vote for a Republican candidate. Every problem that America has right now is directly at the foot of the cause of the Republicans and the Democrats. They have caused everything that's wrong with America to take place. We don't have any independent leadership in our country. I mean, Ross Perot was the closest thing we've had in modern times to a real independent candidate for president. And everything that he said has come true. The giant sucking sound, the giant vampire of NAFTA and free trade has sucked America's life right out of it.
Well, I agree with you, Fred, and I also have to say that if you look at the Congress, and I'll only give you the two examples, there's a few more in there, just a few.
Right.
If you stand up, either side, whatever your philosophical feeling, whether you're a Ron Paul with this hardcore libertarian or a Dennis Kucinich with the hardcore progressive, we can make a difference kind of feeling, and you stayed that way for 30 years, you know, the news media is going to marginalize you. They're going to talk about how you saw a light in the sky at Shirley MacLaine's, or they're going to talk about somebody on his staff that wrote newsletters, you know, for some obscure group. Anyway, Fred, I got to get to my next caller. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Keep the show going.
I'll do my best. All right, 866-977-4820. We might have room for one more call after this one if it's a quick one. And good to talk to Peter in Bradenton. Hey, Peter.
A quick call. You know better than that, Henry. How are you?
Yeah, I know.
Listen, you know, Ralph, I believe, was his name, the previous caller.
Fred?
He brings up a really good point. In fact, it's great that his call is before mine. There's a movie out called Generation Zero. Have you seen or heard about this?
No, tell us.
Well, the movie isn't even available yet. It won't be available until March 22nd. But tonight, the producer and executive producer are being interviewed on Fox News at 9 o'clock tonight. And it is an eye-opener, and it is not a political movie.
Okay,
it is
before I ask you about it, you realize, of course, they're going up against the closing ceremonies of the Olympics, so nobody that needs to watch it will wind up watching it.
Well, you got, hey, there's a modern thing called a DVRs and videotape machines.
And the Internet, I guess.
And the Internet. Well,
so what it's about?
Not, the whole interview is not on the Internet, but it chronicalizes the whole banking industry from the 1960s, or well, really it starts in the 50s, through the 1960s and current. And Fred's view about the, it focuses on the deindustrialization of the country. That is one of its...
And what's the name of it again?
Generation Zero. It's done by Citizens United, I believe, is the group. Now, the movie's not on. There's sections of it on for a one-hour special tonight. The movie's not available, I guess, until March 22nd, because I tried to get it, and you can't get it yet. But I got someone trying to get it for me, but I doubt they're going to be able to do it. But anyways, it's
Let me just add this, Peter, because I just did a Google while you were talking, and there is a website called GenerationZeroMovie.com.
Yeah, it gives you the trailers and stuff. It doesn't give you the interview. You know, on YouTube, you only can put 10 minutes or something on there anyways at a time. So maybe somebody took that interview and broke it down into, you know, six parts so you can have all 60 minutes. But like I said, it's on tonight. But if just the trailer alone will get your attention, it's really
right.
Well done.
Last 30 seconds, Peter. I can need a quick, as much as you can, yes or no answer. One of the things I want to talk about next week with Matt Bruce when he comes on, and I thought I was going to start it on this week, was this idea that Glenn Beck is what he's trying to turn the word progressive equals communist. Now, progressives... under Theodore Roosevelt, broke up the oil monopolies, the oil trust. If I want to return to something like Glass-Steagall to separate retail banking with the investment banking, am I a liberal or a conservative or a progressive or a reactionary? Does an idea have to fall into one of those categories, yes or no?
No.
All right, thank you, Peter. We got to get going. We got the news coming up. Thank
all
you.
Right.
All right, on the other side of the break, we're going to talk with Harley Schlanger, who's going to... It's been a while since he's been on the show, but lots of things going on in the European economy that could pull the American economy right back down with us into the depths we were just a little while ago. You're listening to The Henry Raines Show on News Talk AM 820 WWBA.
Log on to NewsTalk820.com.